Welcome to the family here on Purple Mafia. I am your host, Paladino Joey, or Joey Awajan. Purple Mafia is available on all of your favorite podcasting apps and is also on the Pigskin Podcast Network. Thank you once and always for having me on board there. Pigskin Podcast coming out of Vancouver, British Columbia. Thank you once and always for downloading and listening to the show. It is a great pleasure to be back on board with you once again today, as we are going to dive deep now into NFL free agency. You might also be somewhat interested to learn this is episode 399, so you can guess what the next one is. The draft preview episode will be episode 400, so I'll be celebrating that in a sense. Nothing too crazy, but 400 episodes of Purple Mafia. Yeah, it took like 15 years, but here we are. Yes, it's a very old show. Very, very old Minnesota Vikings show. It might be the oldest there is, other than maybe an official one from the Vikings themselves. But digress back to where we need to be, NFL free agency. And looking at all the different players the Vikings have added or lost or this or that. This might be a one-shot deal. I'm thinking that way, kind of like with, just one single segment. We'll just kind of do it that way. I think I've done it that way in the past. Sometimes maybe it's a fan interaction as a second segment. I might kind of combine the two here and just kind of roll with it. That's what I'm debating on, and I don't know. We'll see. On the fly. I've decided on the fly. Jumping right in, Austin Schlottman is back. At least he's going to be back with us and see how things go there. Ole Udo, same thing. It doesn't show an official salary yet, so it's the type of thing maybe they have to make the team type of deal. Greg Joseph re-ups for a single year, $2 million. Wahoo, so that's good. It's his cap. It's his cap. It'll be $2 million. Nick Mullins, two years, $4 million, so two per and all that good stuff. Andrew DePaula, long snapper, also coming back for 3 years, $4 million. So, like, you know, you do the math there, kind of, sort of. 1.3 the first year, 2.2 the second year, so on and so forth. So, good to have him back. We appreciate that in a big way. Yeah, those are different. Yeah, that's not the, that's just a different cap hit. What am I talking about? So, yeah, the cap hit with Nick Mullins is 1.7, interestingly. But, yeah, that's for this year. Andrew DePaula 1.2, so on and so forth. Alexander Mattison re-ups, and of course we'll talk about that some more. So yes, again, you got the special teams, the kicker in Greg Joseph, the long snapper in Andrew DePaula, and the backup quarterback. So we know who our backup quarterback will be at the very least. He's turning 28 years of age coming up soon. So, you know, and Austin Schlottman, who was good before he got injured, unfortunately. It was a nice backup center for us, so he's at least got a real chance to come back. Alexander Mattison, believe it or not, isn't even 25 years of age. Some people believe he's going to be looked on as the de facto starter next season because very unlikely Cook will be back. That has not been resolved yet one way or another. No restructure and no release, this and that. So, yes, I'm going to kind of try to merge these two, if possible, as I talk about the certain topics here and there. Alexander Mattison re-upping again. But unfortunately, these aren't all completely in order. At the Twitter account, @PurpleMafiaShow is the Twitter account. The Twitter account for this is @PurpleMafiaShow. There's no interaction there, but there are some retweets and such. And I should mention that the Pigskin Podcast Network and Tane Brown retweeted it. Tane Brown out of New Zealand. That was remembering Bud Grant. Vince Germano out of Australia also retweeted it. Thank you very much. And again, the Pigskin Podcast Network out of Vancouver, British Columbia. Thank you, the three of you, for retweeting the most recent episode. Really appreciate you in a huge way. But Twitter, very quiet, unfortunately. But that's how it goes. Ongoing conversation about Kirk Cousins. There was no extension, but his contract has been restructured. So we're kicking the can down the road a little bit, but no extension. So there'll be a little bit more of a, there'll be a small cap hit in the upcoming years. So there's that. I should probably jump into that real quick here. So, yes, by kicking the can down the road, so to speak, Kirk Cousins' cap hit is now $20 million instead of like what it was before. We save about $16 million, if I remember correctly. So, again, kicking the can down the road a little bit. Brian O'Neill's is still the same at the moment. Za'Darius Smith has asked for a release or a trade. Actually, a trade, pardon me. But that's the current situation going forward. As for dead cap, Adam Thielen has a dead cap of $13 million, but yep, he is now a member of the Carolina Panthers. We'll talk about that some more. Dalvin Tomlinson, dead cap. Wow, that's too bad. Dead cap of Dellavin Tomlinson, and we lost him as a free agent. 7.5. So that kind of stinks. That kind of stinks. Patrick Peterson, 750. Why is Dellavin Tomlinson's cap hit 7.5? What the heck? So there is a bit of that, unfortunately. Something we have to talk about again. That's the dead cap. Kirk Cousins, though, yeah, still be some dead cap getting pushed forward, unfortunately. And again, all of this is thanks to SportTrack. I'm going to try to go here a bit with Kirk Cousins. Yeah. Yep. So it's like, unfortunately, next year's cap hit. Yeah, because it was $48 million this year. It was going to be $48 million for Kirk Cousins this year, which is crazy. And then it's down to, it's got down to 20. So the actual cap hit is 20, or that was the dead cap, so to speak. It's down to 20 now, and then you kick the can down the road. 28 next year, which is kind of crazy. At least that's how it shows at the moment with Kirk Cousins. And then smaller cap hits of 10.2 and then $4 million and $4 million in 26 and 27 with Kirk Cousins, even though odds are he won't be here during that time. But again, you kick the can down the road a little bit to have the cap hit there, but do not re-sign him. Do not extend Kirk Cousins. So eventually it'll all finally go away. Eventually, in like 15 years, it'll finally go away. So that type of thing. Not that you necessarily want Kirk to go away, but at the same time, committing long-term to him over and over, committing long-term to him, or just kind of, you know, again, kicking the can down the road by lowering the salary now, but still you're going to have to pay the piper, as they say, as things move forward. Harrison Smith is restructured and all that, so it's definitely a less of a cap hit this year compared to where that was going to be as well. We're going to look at Harrison Smith. Again, there was a restructure. Yep, so now it's like less, you know, a little less than it would have been. There'll be a less of a dead cap going forward, but also less of a cap hit this year. But again, it the cap hit moves. It gets kicked down the road, that type of thing. 7.8 in 24 and 3.9 in 25. So we'll see how long Harrison Smith winds up staying with the Vikings. Looks like he's still signed for a few more years. So there is that up until he's 36. But it's been restructured, and he'd be a UFA at age 37 in 2026 with Harrison Smith. But it's a restructured contract at the moment. Huge cap hit next year, though, still 19 and then 22 and 25. So things you got to think about, either kicking the can down the road or release or this or that. But there's going to be a cap hit one way or another. He would have a dead cap of 7.8. I think I just said that in 24, and a dead cap of 3.9. So in 25, there's almost no chance he'll be here. Cap hit of 22 versus a dead cap of about 4. So, yeah, very small chance he'll still be here by that stage unless, I don't know, again, more restructuring or something, that type of thing. And again, you kick the can down the road. But you pay the piper, but not as much maybe, but it lasts longer, that type of thing. You're kind of stuck for a while. So that's kind of like the theme of free agency this year. Those are the current players on the roster. That's just a few of them. Again, but Alexander Mattison re-upped for 2 years. And, you know, a lot of people fairly happy about it. I'm going to kind of move around. But, yeah, the Kirk Cousins situation, again, that was more about moving guys around a little bit. I'm not sure if I read this. No, I read that one. Za'Darius Smith informed team that he wants to be released. This one I did not read, so we'll get to it now. Dave Hickey, at least I don't think I did, and if I did, I apologize. Dave Hickey says, half your wonder, then he's done. Thought he said he loved his team, then he was the one that signed his contract, just like a rental, like Unique the Freak Ngakoue, however it's spelled. Yep, Ngakoue. So, yep, your wish is my command, says Jeff Froyland about getting rid of the guy. Yep. So, yep, I did not see that. I'm glad I was able to read it. Yep, the Vikings released Adam Thielen, ending his 10-year run in Minnesota. Mark Carlson says, bummer, and Eric Mostert is right. Eric Mostert said, football is business, but this sucks. Dave Vicky says, sad time for Vikings football. Eric Mostert is from South Dakota. Dave Vicky and Mark Carlson from Iweja. So, yes, Iweja, Iowa. Yes. The Vikings, in a surprise, released cornerback Cam Dantzler. The Minnesota Vikings released Cam Dantzler. Huge surprise, actually, for a lot of us. Because it's like, but, I mean, he had kind of fallen out of favor as the year progressed. And then a guy named Duke Shelley really emerged. But there's really been no news about Duke Shelley. Mark Carlson says, bye-bye. Jeff Froyland says, I'm okay with this. The guy was killing us. Yeah, he had some bad moments. Like PA, like here's a soundbite from PA describing one of the frustrating plays with Cam Dantzler. I believe this was in 2021.
Cam Dantzler, what are you doing?
So, yep, we'll continue with the Cam Dantzler conversation. Dave Hickey says, I'd like to have back all the picks that Spielman and Zimmer wasted on shitty cornerbacks. Yep, there were some bad ones. What about the Mike Tice era, too, like Eric Kelly and stuff like that? But, I mean, Dennis Green, yeah, in the later stages of Dennis Green and Mike Zimmer, there were some crappy cornerbacks. Tane Brown, New Zealand, says, I don't think there's a single defensive player that should be uncuttable. They were so bad last season. Yep, maybe Danielle Hunter, that's about it. And even he wasn't that great most of the year. It was one of his weakest seasons. Yep, Bud Grant, legendary sports figure and Minnesota Vikings coach, has died at age 95. Dave Hickey says, it's a sad day in Vikings history. I wish they could have won a Super Bowl before he passed. And I did mention it on the last show, but I'll bring it up again. Mark Carlson says, I'm so sad right now. And yeah, yep, we'll get back to that real quick. I think I'm going to very quickly, since we're going to make this a one-shot deal, only one segment show, I'm going to get to DraftKings right now. The biggest tournament in college basketball is underway, and the action is just getting started on DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any pregame moneyline bet and score $150 in bonus bets if your team wins. Plus, combine multiple bets for a shot at an even bigger payout. DraftKings will be featuring parlays and odds boosters all tournament long, so be sure to check the DraftKings Sportsbook app every day to see what they have in store. So, man, really looking forward to what Arkansas can do. Very happy with that Arkansas was able to knock out defending national champion Kansas. No offense to Bill Self, and, you know, and really hoping the best for him. That's a sad thing going on there. I don't know too much about it, but, again, all respect to Bill Self and Kansas. I just didn't want them to win. It's no offense. I'm a huge Eric Musselman fan. Big fan of Eric Musselman. Of course, don't be afraid to download the March Madness app to keep up with everything. Of course, all the games and all that. But, yeah, no, this is, of course, the DraftKings Sportsbook app. I have the Houston Cougars winning it all. They'll be playing Miami coming up. Miami Hurricanes, pretty cool. Number 5 seed. They just knocked out Indiana because the Big Ten sucks. They always choke in the tournament, always. Xavier and Texas, woo, that's going to be a good one. A 2 versus a 3. Through the right to go to the Elite Eight to probably play Houston or Miami. Alabama, come on, Alabama again? What's going on? Is Nick Saban coaching basketball too? Okay, I'm just kidding. They're a number one seed. Isn't that weird? Let's go San Diego State, yeah. Princeton and Creighton, the tons going at it. Princeton, number 15 seed in the Sweet 16. Princeton and Creighton, that's going to be a ball. Go Princeton, that's pretty damn cool. When's that coming up? On March 23rd. March 23rd, I believe. Okay, I had it, and I lost it. It is Friday, so that'd be the 24th. Again, that is the Sweet 16. Of course, the Elite 8 progresses on Saturday and Sunday. Tennessee versus FAU, who knocked out the 16 seed FDU. It was FU and FU, I guess. Okay, sorry, that's really mean and naughty. Yeah, Michigan State versus Kansas. I'm sick of Kansas State, sick of Michigan State. They're the only Big Ten team I just don't want to look at. But Purdue got knocked out, remember, by FDU. Where are my Razorbacks, dang it? I can't find the Razorbacks, and I apologize. Where are the Razorbacks? They're in, right? Where'd they go? Yep, San Diego State knocked off 13th-ranked Furman. Furman made it to the round of 32. Arkansas is playing UConn, so definitely go Arkansas. Hopefully they can keep it going. I'm not a fan of UConn either. Go away. Sick of them. Let's go Arkansas. 8th seed going up against 4th seed UConn and UCLA and Gonzaga. Ugh. Let's go Arkansas. Go all the way to that Final Four. I don't like UConn, Gonzaga, or UCLA. Just go away. Things like that. Go Arkansas Razorbacks, but otherwise Houston Cougars I have winning it all. And I've dragged this on way too long, but that's part of the fun of it. It's the NCAA tournament. Look at all those different matchups and enjoy. Absolutely fun. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code XXX. And no, it is not related to inappropriate films. It is just the code, okay? XXX. Right now, new customers can bet $5 on any pregame moneyline bet and get $150 in bonus bets if your team wins, only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code XXX. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Yes, sir. Okay, anyhow. Gerald String out of Nebraska. So good time to segue back to Purple Mafia here in Minnesota Vikings chat. Gerald String, Purple Mafia legend out of Nebraska, says, heck of a career, NFL, CFL, and NBA as a player. Again, that was the Los Angeles, no, the frick that, Minneapolis Lakers as a player. Yeah, isn't that crazy? He was a player on the Minneapolis Lakers, one of the last remaining ones, I got to think. But then again, he started playing really way back. So there are a few left from like the later 50s. So that's kind of cool to think that there's Minneapolis Lakers still around. Definitely, and just think about it, both the GM and coach lived to 100. John Kundla, the coach, made it to 101. Sid Hartman, the same Sid Hartman, the general manager of the Minneapolis Lakers, which a lot of people didn't know that he was an actual general manager of the Minneapolis Lakers, made it to 100 and a half. Anyhow, back to where Gerald String said, NBA for starters, definitely a player's coach. Just couldn't quite get us over the hump of winning a championship, but had some great teams he led. Rest in peace. And there, yeah, he did say one thing on the Dan Barrero show back in December, I believe, that really like broke my heart. And I'll leave it at that. If you're interested and you're curious, freedom of thought around December-ish, I was very sad what he said. But it's more of a football show. It's just, yeah, he said something that hurt. I was saying, any stories you can remember about Bud Grant or just overall thoughts about the man, his career, and his life are more than welcome in this thread. So, yes, I got some responses, and I appreciate every single one of them. Every single one of them, and all of them are relevant. Dang it. Dwayne Dahl Oyen went to Jordan High, apparently. Oyen, I hope I'm saying it. Oyen, maybe. I met, because my hope was, yeah, maybe you met him or just you just have fond memories. Dwayne says, I met Bud on an elevator at Southdale Fairview Hospital as I was on my way to visit a cousin who had a baby, and he was on his way to visit a player who had surgery. Ooh. There was another fellow there who cheerfully told Bud how to fix the team. Okay. That's funny. This fellow was the first to get off, and after he did, I looked at Bud and said, does it bother you to have fans tell you how to run the team? And he said, no. The fans have a right to give their opinion on the team, and I listen to what they have to say, whether I agree with them or not. He was truly one of a kind, both and off the field, on and off the field. That was really cool, and that does make you appreciate Bud in a lot of ways. That's pretty cool. But nice story, Dwayne. I like that, man. That was really good. Well done. Mike Dale, out of the state of New York, not the city. I think he's closer to Buffalo. Says, I've watched a handful of recorded old 70s playoff. Isn't that cool? Old 70s playoff games and enjoyed watching the hard-nosed face-bash style of ball he instilled into his teams. That said, being that I was too young to remember witnessing his reign, same, at the helm of the 70s or early 80s, the 70s and early 80s Vikings, my lasting impression of him was hard as nails. 85-year-old man wearing short sleeves in minus 4-degree temps, yep, slowly shuffling out to the middle of a field with the Vikings team captains about to face the Seahawks. The Blair Walsh game where he missed the 27-yarder and I cursed my head off. I called that one the three deadly sins, like a Mario game. Like you die three times and it's game over. Yeah. Anyhow, if you want to, you can check that episode out. Maybe, I don't know if Mike Dale's ever heard that one. Check it out for fun. It's kind of entertaining. sorry for making it about me there. That was rude of me. Without even a hint of a wince on his face or a sign of a shiver, at that moment, I thought to myself, damn, either he's lost his marbles or I'm just that incredibly soft. Well, he was the coach outside in that cold weather, wasn't he? He was really something. He didn't wear short sleeves back then or anything, but still, yeah. As I often say of my grandfather, who fought in the Solomon Islands during World War II, and my grandparents' tough generation in general. Yep, what did they call them? The greatest generation, right? Either greatest generation or I think silent is the one in between. Yep. But yep, and my grandparents' tough generation in general, they don't make men like him or Bud Grant anymore. Amen. That's very true. James Tate says, I always remember him refusing to put heaters out for the Vikings players. The visitors had heat. He was a badass coach. The greatest Vikings coach ever. No doubt, James Tate. Awesome. Thank you for that. No doubt. Yep, he was an awesome coach. And I wish I got to see Met Stadium. I saw it empty. I have a very old, vague memory in the early 80s of seeing that colorful entrance. And actually, I swear, I went inside with my preschool class circa 84. It was an old abandoned building. I'm almost 99% sure we were there on some kind of a fun tour as like a little preschool class. I swear that was Met Stadium, and it had to have been. And because I remember when I saw pictures of it, I'm like, wait a minute, I was there. Because I saw it beat up, old abandoned pictures. You can find them on the internet, like Google it. And it's like, I was there. I had to have been as a very young kid at like 4 or 5 years old. So in preschool back in 83, 84-ish. I think it was 84, I think. Pretty sure. Maybe even 85, but it was demolished in 85 at some point, and then by 92, the mall-o-hysteria, as Dan Burrow will call it, went up. The Vikings, as of March 13th, signed free agent tight end Josh Oliver. And most people are thinking, tight end? For what? He's an incredibly good blocker, one of the best in the NFL. So some people might be like, but no, having a good blocker, I think, is an awesome thing. Very happy to have, I'm on the wrong one, Josh Oliver in the fold. Tight end out of Baltimore, turning 26 this year. $21 million for 3 years. Average value, of course, of 7, so to speak. Cap hit this year. Yeah, they always do this. 3.5. Yeah, that's cute. And so you get to kick the can down the road, and it's going to be much higher in a couple of years. Because, yeah, you see, you got to pay the piper. That's what paying the piper is. The Vikings. Like, again, Alexander Mattison, I think, is your starter. At 2 years, $7 million, again, 3.5 AAV, that type of thing. A couple other free agent signings. Marcus Davenport, not too many sacks this past year, but in fact, he didn't have any. Maybe a disappointment so far, but it's, we'll see. Give him a chance, obviously, going forward with the Vikings. It's... He comes from the Saints. He was a very highly touted player, first-round pick, defensive end. There we go. Got things where I wanted here, I think. But now I'm not finding him, which is really annoying. Where is he? There we go. Marcus Davenport. Outside. Yep, defensive end. Yep, he's an edge rush. 2018 draft, 14th pick by the Saints, the Nolan Saints. And I hate the way Yahoo does this. They ruined it. They just show the previous season, which is so stupid. I want to see their career. Yahoo, you're stupid. Yahoo, you are stupid. You are Yahoo dumb. But, so we're going to probably end up switching this real quick. I have officially dismissed Yahoo. They're fired. Until they fix that anyway. We'll go to ESPN if humanly possible. But even this one. Oh my gosh. Everybody, they just like to screw things up for you, don't they? Okay, here's his career numbers. For goodness sakes. 21 sacks throughout his career, but that's not adding up to 21. So what kind of math is this? How could he have 21 sacks when he had... Well, okay, I see it now. I'm a complete moron. I really am. He had half a sack last year in 15 games. That was his career high in games, but only half a sack. 2021, he had 9. This, again, being Davenport. Mr. Davenport added Marcus Davenport. Added to the Vikings 9 sacks for the Saints in 21. 1.5 and 9 in 2020 in 11 games. He had 11 games in 21 also. In 13 games in 2019, he had 6 sacks. In 2018, he had 4.5. So, again, there's definitely some pass rush ability there, hopefully with Flores being the Minnesota Vikings defensive coordinator and being as aggressive as he is, there that Davenport will have some, will definitely move up in a lot of ways. We'll have some better numbers than he had the past couple of years with the Nolan Saints. But again, very happy to have Davenport in the fold. So that's always a good thing. We'll continue to move forward. Again, what's his hit? $13 million for a single year. So it's a 1 year kind of, we'll see what happens type of deal. Dean Lowry, defensive end coming in. to the Minnesota Vikings out of Green Bay Slackerland. But still nice to have him. We appreciate that in a big way. Dean Lowry, number 94, I guess, coming in to Minnesota. He's not a huge pass rush kind of guy, but he gets sacks. I mean, he had 5 in 21. He had a half sack in 2020. So the two defensive ends you signed to the Minnesota Vikings from New Orleans and Green Bay have a combined single sack for the whole year last year in 30 games combined. All right, let's inject some fear in the other teams here. A full sack in a combined 30 games. That's what I'm talking about. There it is. The Purple People Eaters, or the Purple Eaten People. I don't know. They were eaten. Okay, sorry. That's kind of mean, isn't it? But I guess he's about 2 years older, is Mr. Lowry. They're going to name the Lowry Tunnel after him. At least I hope. No. If he only gets a sack all year next year, they are going to name the Lowry Tunnel after him. You know why? Because everything goes right on through. Wouldn't that be great? That was nice, wasn't it? Really nice. 15.5 sacks on the season. I'm kidding. I'm really sorry. That was kind of mean. But he might be something. I mean, I have nothing against him, seriously. There's something there, I got to think. And he looked decent. There's a reason why we signed him. Certainly durable. 16 games, 4 times in his career. 17 games in 21. 15 games in 2022. 2 sacks in 16. 2 sacks in 17. 3 sacks in 18. 0 in 19. In 16 games. But, you know, it's not necessarily all about sacking the quarterback. Not everybody's there for that, necessarily. Maybe adding pressure. 5 sacks in 21, which is a career high, and then a half last season. But Dean Lowry coming to the Minnesota Vikings at the defensive line, whatever the defensive line even is anymore when you're in a 3-4 defense, that's the other side of it. Like, what is defensive line anymore? Are they linebackers? Are they defensive line or what? So it gets kind of confusing. Dean Lowry, 2 years, $8.5 million, $4.25 AAV. His cap hit is $2 million. Way to kick the can down the road. So it's going to be $6 million the next year. 6.5, basically. Davenport, 2023 cap is 5.6. I don't know. Is this smart? So it's like, oh boy, we got to kick the can down. Okay, Snoopy, keep kicking the can down the road now. Just go ahead and watch one of those, what was the name of that Snoopy episode? Circa 87, I believe it was. He's your dog, Charlie Brown. Or Snoopy was just being really naughty, and he kept kicking a can down the road and waking people up in the middle of the night. Yeah, that's kind of what a lot of sports teams do. It's like, okay, Snoopy. Okay, Snoop. Okay, I'm sorry. Yep. Dean Lowry's incoming, of course. Marcus Davenport incoming. Josh Oliver. Cap hit next year is 3.5. Okay, Snoopy. I mean, yeah. Okay, Snoop. Okay. Brian Murphy was the other signing. Only 25 years of age, coming in from the Arizona Tweety Birds. That's basically about it. Well, I don't know. Sometimes I kind of like the Cardinals, but $17 million, 2 years, cap hit of 4.9. I know they all do it. That's how it is. That's the NFL. That's why you get cap structures and all that. And like, oh my God, we owe how much? Or how much do we have to get rid of? You know, that kind of crap. That's what happens. That's part of the game. That's how we play. Because we're all geniuses. Okay, sorry. 2 year contract, 17.5. Brian Murphy. Is that a halfway decent career? I mean, there's no doubt about it. And another defensive addition to the Minnesota Vikings, Josh Oliver. Was an offensive addition. Otherwise, you keep your backup quarterback and your special teams like guys. My goodness, the Washington Capitals and Minnesota Wild is nothing but fighting the entire game. That was kind of funny. But trying to find him now. Brian Murphy. Brian Murphy Jr. Don't you be forgetting the junior now, laddie. Born while I was in senior in high school. Good for him. Again. Second round pick in 2019, the 33 overall. Get the hell out of here, you son of a. He's got five career interceptions as a rookie in 16 games. He had a single INT, but at 66 tackles, that's cool. 2 STFs. He had 2 STFs. 10 pass deflections and all that good stuff. His second year, He had a couple of sacks, a couple of corner blitzes. That's cool. No INTs, though, and only 40 tackles in 15 games. Definitely less playing time, and he missed a game. Maybe he was banged up and stuff, so maybe he played a more of a reserve role for part of that season. 2021, his best so far, his feature presentation, you could say. Four INTs, 12 pass deflections. That's awesome. So, gotta love what he did there. Only, 64 solo tackles. 64 total tackles. His career high of total tackles was his rookie year in 2019, but four interceptions. Last year, only 9 games. Banged up, unfortunately. Played only half the year. No INTs, unfortunately, and he became a free agent. Had only 4 pass deflections. Only 4? So we were able to buy relatively low here. Very well thought of is Byron Murphy Jr. Apparently he's wearing number 7. So it's like, you know, Mr. Number 7, you know, number 7 who came from the Cardinals? Number 7 who we signed off the Arizona Cardinals. Remember that guy, Patrick Peterson? Yeah, well, we're going to sign this younger guy from Arizona who's also going to wear number 7 now. So, yep, thank you. Thank you very much. And off to the Pittsburgh Steelers he went. That would be your best friend, Patrick Peterson. 2 years, $14 million of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He'll be 33 years of age when the season starts. Congratulations for some more money anyway, Patrick Peterson, and good luck. Thank you very much for your service. It was good. It really was. He was like the main captain last year, and he did a good job. Unfortunately, I wouldn't necessarily want to be the main captain of that defense, but, I mean, it kind of is what it is, right? I'm sorry. It kind of is what it is. Eric Kendricks, no major surprise, heading to California, which is where he's from. Los Angeles Chargers, 2 years, $13.25 million. 31 years of age at the moment. Just turned 31 this past month or so. Congratulations on continuing your career and going home. So, going home to Cali. Old Cali, boy. Eric Kendricks. Good luck to Eric Kendricks. Garrett Bradbury will be 28 years of age when the season starts. 3 years, 15.75. Not too bad. It got to a point. He was the best center on the market after the best center was signed. So he was the number 2 guy. He became the top guy on the market. And it's like, you know what? Please, just bring him back. Heck with it. And you don't necessarily want to take your chances with a rookie again like we did with him. And we'll see. We'll see how he does. If he's a bust, he's a bust. But definitely had a career year last year. Finally started showing signs that he could be a pretty good center. Never great. He is a better run blocking center than a pass blocking center. And that's just kind of how it is. And generally, centers are like run blockers, that interior line. That's just kind of how it is, right? The pass blockers are on the outside, the bookends, as they call them. They're also known as tackles. That'd be a guy like Brian O'Neill, who hopefully has a full recovery from that Achilles tendon. That really sucks. Feel bad for that guy. But, yep, Garrett Bradbury's back. Cap hit. This just doesn't seem right. This can't be right. Can it? Good grief. 2.6 out of $15 million, $16 million almost, with 2 years remaining. Okay, well, I don't know. But that's the NFL, isn't it? It's kind of weird. But, yeah, and then we have a dead hit with Dalvin Tomlinson, who's heading to the Cleveland Browns. 4 years, $57 million. Dalvin Tomlinson, and we have some dead cap hit from him, too, which is great. But I think that comes off the books, though, doesn't it? But maybe not. I guess dead cap is dead cap. So, I don't know. I get confused by a lot of that. If somebody wants to slap me in the face and say, it's this way, you stupid idiot, then go ahead and do that. $57 million, though, to the Cleveland Browns, and he is definitely a loss because he was a pretty good defensive tackle. 29 years of age. He's not that young, but he was kind of good. So that's a hole, unfortunately. Defensive tackle. He was one of the better players on that defense, on a very crappy defense last year, for lack of a better word. Wide receiver, this guy named Adam Thielen from Detroit Lakes. I heard he's from Minnesota. I think he was mentioned about 750 times a day. But Adam Thielen is headed to the Carolina Panthers again upon his release from Mini 20. 3 years, $25 million guaranteed. He is guaranteed $14 million. Delvin Tomlinson is guaranteed $27.5. Congratulations. You can own a yacht. You can own a nice house and everything without, I wouldn't put down, too much. I wouldn't buy a $20 million house like some dummies out there. Maybe $1 million. Seriously, I'm not even kidding. If I'm, you're not Bill Gates. And I'm glad you're not, frankly, but yeah, we'll leave that where that is. But yeah, you're not Bill Gates. You don't have literally like billions of dollars coming in. So the reason to buy a $20 million house because you made 27 guaranteed. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be kind of stupid to do, I think. I think a lot of people are crazy that way. Well, I'm going to make more. Sure. Right. That's exactly how the economy works. Exactly how the economy works. You're guaranteed to make more, right? Right. I think that's all the movement inside and out, that type of thing. Irv Smith, he's a free agent. La-di-da. I don't know. Shandon Sullivan, free agent. Jonathan Bullard, Chris Boyd, Olabisi Johnson, who's had some injuries. I think he just got re-signed, though, didn't he? I think he's got re-signed. He did. Not re-signed. Olabisi Johnson got signed. Let me check. I know he did. And yeah, he missed like seasons, unfortunately. What? They're still saying he's a Viking. I thought he got signed. Maybe it was some kind of rumor. I guess it was a rumor, like, yeah, there's, you know, he might go to this team, he might go to that team. Visit the Patriots, okay, yeah. Yeah, he's coming off an ACL, remember that? Yeah, so, I think he had, like, yeah, he missed multiple years. Because I know he had an ACL, but I think he had something else where he missed, he was playing, but then was out for the year, that type of thing. So, it's unfortunate. Yep, he's visiting the Patriots, that's who it was. So, we'll see if, Bill Belichick can get something out of him. Born in 1997. Kind of like, for a wide receiver, I'd consider it like young, middle-aged-ish. He was pretty good. He was a nice, like, seventh-round pick, I believe. So he was actually a really good, really nice value pick by the Minnesota Vikings and Rick Spielman years ago. So we'll see what happens. That's what it was. So he wasn't actually signed. It was just, like, conversation and all that cute stuff. But good luck to him. Good luck to him for sure. So that, I think, wraps up the free agency part. We'll look some more at fan interaction. That nobody commented on Josh Oliver signing. Because they're just, let's see. Yep, Patrick Peterson signing with the Steelers. The Stullers. The Stuller Nation is what his name called it. When they won their Super Bowl. The Stuller Nation. That would be the head coach of the Pittsburgh Stullers. That would be Mike Tomlin. So, I think that's kind of a fun fit, actually. Patrick Peterson, yeah, I mean, that's kind of cool. Steelers Depot. Again, SteelersDepot.com. Depot. Tony Brown says, we will not be good this season. Ha ha. Yeah, he's definitely a loss. Just like Dalvin Tomlinson. Dave Vicky says, he's an all-time great player, but with a new coach in Flores that wants to play head coverage as Pat P, not a good fit because he's lost a couple of steps. He won't need to cover too long in Pittsburgh with the pass rush they have. True. Yep. I mean, they both really work in tandem, don't they? The pass rush versus great secondary. It's a tandem thing. If one's good, the other looks better, so to speak. But yeah, the pass rush is kind of number one for everything. It really is. The pass rush can make mediocre corners look like Hall of Famers. So, good take, Dave Hickey. Mark Carlton says, I like the style of play. Who will replace him? I guess Murphy or some young guy. I don't know, some other young guy that there's all kinds of rumors about taking cornerbacks and such. Eric Kendrick says he's joining the Chargers. San Diego Superchargers. Mark Carlson says, man, I wish him luck. And it is Los Angeles Superchargers. Dave Vicky again says, come on, he's going back home. Yep, I'm sure he's extremely excited. And he's joining a team that has a big-time defense. Good luck, Eck. A-E-K, yep. As long as you're not playing with the Vikes. And yes, at least he's in the AFC as well. The San Diego, okay, yeah, that song gets in your head. Garrett Bradbury agrees to new deal with the Vikings. ProFootballTalk.com. I thought I knew what I was doing, but you know how that works. You think you know what you're doing, but you don't. Mark Carlson just keep him in purple. Danae Brown says he improved massively last year. Glad they could keep him. Amen. 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 And amen. Leland Brown. So, yep. Why did I just call him Leland Brown? Leland Albertson. I am terribly sorry. Yep. Hall of Famer Leland Albertson out of Iowa. And yes, Mark Carlson and Dave Vicky are Hall of Famers. No kidding, right? You have Tom Pelissero, another top running back domino to fall. Alexander Mattison agreed to 2-year dealy to, with a minute, to remain with the Vikings 7 years. 7 years. 2 years, $7 million. That can get up to $8 million with guarantees, with incentives and all that stuff. And then, yep, over $6 million in guarantees. So, yeah, because it's not a huge amount of money necessarily in the NFL world. If I got $7 million in 2 years, I'd be dancing on the clouds, let me tell you. Leland Albertson says, opening the door for a Cook trade. Yes, I say yes. Tanae Brown says, I like that contract for our starting running back. Yeah, no kidding. That's awesome. Mark Carlson says, lightning round. Just kidding. Yeah, he's good. I don't know if he's fast, but... Yeah, Harrison Smith, restructure. The Vikings and safety Harrison Smith agreed to a restructured contract. This is, again, Ian Rappaport, for him to stay in Minnesota and get $8 million worth, and gets $8 million with $2 million in incentives for 2023. So, yeah, I can go up, so to speak. So, that's cool. Harrison Smith restructured. This one generated a ton of conversation, interestingly. Let's hop to it. Stanley Rockwood says, can someone tell me why Adam Thielen didn't do the same thing if he loves Minnesota so bad? Yeah, I don't know. Well, yeah, I've heard something about him. He's more worried about... I've heard this. I'm not here to necessarily bash Adam Thielen, but I heard he's a little bit more about stats and playing time versus winning. That's what I've heard, because he signed with the Carolina Panthers. So, very good question. Stanley Rockford, coming out of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. So, and yes, he has a purple hat on in his image there, so it is, he is not a Packer fan, don't worry. Tanae Brown says, Flores loves blitzing. I think Smith could see some big moments in this system. I hope, anyway. Mark Carlson says, amen, brother. No, I'm just kidding. I'll get to what he says here in a second, sorry. That's what I'm talking about. Make them submit and surrender the ball. Yep. James Tate says, thank you, Harrison, for taking that cut. The hitman is really needed on this team. Yeah, he could be bumped his finger, but I can see. I do that too sometimes, where it bumps like a stupid button, and it, when you think you're hitting space, it's hitting like an X or a D or something. The fans love and respect you, Skull Vikings. Yep, thank you, James. James Tate from Phillipsburg High, apparently. Yep, I'm always curious where people are from, not that I'm stalking anybody. Leland says, nice. Mark Carlson says, we all like Harry the Hitman. Now coaches put him in the best position to ruin opposing team's day. And hello, referees. Football is a contact sport, okay? Yeah, yep, some of those calls on Harrison last year. Dave Iggy says, amen. Dave Vicky says, that's great news. Harry is a generational player. Billy Conley says, kept letting McKenna Conley know. Thanks, sharing it like, Harry, check this out. So thank you so much for that. Adam Thielen, and yes, that's what I've heard about Adam Thielen. He's more about the numbers and playing time than actually winning. More than you'd think. And so, and I did not see good chemistry. I'm going to say this. I saw this on numerous occasions last year. When Kevin O'Connell was talking with Adam Thielen in multiple occasions last year, Adam Thielen was just looking on the field like, okay, man, you know, he was kind of like blowing him off. That gave me that kind of rubbed me the wrong way a little bit. So Adam Thielen's attitude last year, I don't think was good. I don't think the two sides missed each other too much, honestly. And of course, again, the wife and him, the tweeting and all that stuff. I don't think this ended as well as, it's not as pretty as people want to believe. And him loving Minnesota so much, like other guy said a minute ago, I apologize. So anyhow, Mark Carlson says, good luck, Adam. What a sweet story it's been so far. I agree. Patrick Grant says, good luck. Yep. Roxy Schlecker says, boo, I have to cheer for Carolina. Are you sure about that? You have to cheer for Carolina? I don't know. I think I might... I don't know. Again, like I said, I didn't get a good vibe from Adam Thielen. I really didn't. It was Stanley Rockwood that said that. Yep, that said, like, well, if he loves Minnesota so much, why did he do the same thing that Mr. Harrison Smith did? So, Exactly. But his cap hit was so freaking high. I don't know. It's kind of like you're screwed either way. Your cap hit's so damn high. It's almost like, what the hell can you do? But I don't know. Maybe they just kind of wanted to part ways. Because you kick the can down the road with that much money and a guy who was not real productive. And I just don't think him and Kevin O'Connell saw eye to eye. Kevin O'Connell's talking to Adam Thielen, and he's looking like away. Like, you know, like say at work, you're training somebody, and they're just not interested in what you're saying. That's, I don't know, that when I see that kind of stuff, I get bleeping ticked off. I really do. I get bleeping ticked off, because it's not respectful. You know, you don't have to love me, but at least attempt to be respectful. You know, it's not asking a whole lot, so... I don't know, sorry, I'm kind of distracting myself here with something. But, yeah. Anyhow, welcome to the world, right? People are kind of crappy sometimes. Did I say that? With that said, that should about wrap things up. So episode number 400 is going to be the big one, the one that takes a little bit of work, a little bit of effort. Little work never hurt nobody, right? Little work never hurt nobody. Doing a little research, looking at some players and such, going into the draft. Maybe I'll do a look real quick mock draft here, if I can. I'm almost tempted to go to a tankathon, but I kind of like that one. Yeah, where it's like, shoot. Of course, I go to the NBA one. NFL, tankathon, NFL draft. Yeah, let's do the tankathon one. I like that one. CJ Stroud going to the Carolina Panthers again. That was a trade with the Bits and the Rhinos. The Bits take ninth. CJ Stroud's going to Carolina, so maybe that's Adam Thielen's new quarterback. Bryce Young going to the Houston Texans. The Vikings are taking Zay Flowers out of Boston College with 78 catches, 1,077 yards, 12 touchdowns. I love Tankathon. I think they're awesome. It's fun for the NBA because you can do the lottery as well with that one. The NFL doesn't do the lottery, and NHL does. So Zay Flowers could be our draft pick, and you know, that's W guy I'm going to be on my cute little radar going forward. Tankathon's awesome, isn't it? Isn't it fun? The Bears in Carolina and Houston, those are tankers. Anthony Richardson going to the Colts, number 4. The team that gave up a 33-point lead. Okay, sorry. I had to say it because I'm mean. I'm trying to see if any quarterbacks are floating around. No? Well. Okay, well, we'll see if the Vikings take a quarterback of some type. Maybe we make a crazy move. But I am happy with the Vikings' strategy in free agency. I'm going to kind of wrap up with that feeling. I'm happy that we're kind of saying out with the old, in with the new. As much as I love veteran players, and I appreciate every one of them so much, but if they're taking up a ton of cap space and they're not that good anymore, hello, that's business, you know, and that's just kind of how it goes. It's like, loop, like $20 million cap hit, whatever, going forward, or like, say, no, it would be a cap hit if he's on the team, and then the dead cap would be 7, and the guy is just not productive. Hello, you think you're going to bring him back and keep him at that amount? even a restructure, is it really worth it? You know, you got to pay the piper. I've said that 50 times on this show now. But like the guy was like a fourth of what he used to be, like an Eric Kendricks, or half or so of what he used to be. Adam Thielen was about a fourth of what he used to be. I was a huge Adam Thielen fan, but not last year, you know. And it's not like I'm this jerk who's like, oh, well, what have you done for me lately? But I don't know. It's a results league. Sports are results. And again, it didn't look like they got along anyway. It didn't look like it was a match. It's just the way it goes. It's just the way it goes sometimes. Even Ellen Page and Bud Grant didn't see eye to eye at the end. Think about that. Things happen, folks. Things happen. Just think about that. Probably the two biggest figures in the history of Minnesota Vikings football didn't see eye to eye at the end. Doesn't get crazier than that, other than Frank Tarkington. I'm just calling Frank. I'm just messing. Fran Tarkington. Even Franny. No. Fran Tarkington and Bud Grant got along just fine. And he was really hit hard by the news. Really hit hard. Was Fran, apparently. But, yeah, Ellen Page and Bud Grant, it was just kind of like they'd see each other after like a couple years or something. They'd just be like, hi. Oh, look who's here. And then that's about it. There are people at work, that's about how it would be. Like, we're not necessarily, like, mortal enemies or anything, But it's just like, oh, hi. And then you just keep going. Sorry. No offense. No offense. It is what it is. Sorry. We're not going to all get along all the time. That's planet Earth. With that said, have yourself a merry little draft season. Get those draft picks right. Take a quarterback and save this franchise now. Okay, sorry. I don't know. Sorry. Nothing rhymed too well there. Everything has to rhyme, doesn't it? With that said, please tell your friends about the show. Write a positive rating if you could. It's been about 10 years since somebody wrote a positive rating. I'm slightly exaggerating, but it'd be nice if someone did. I really appreciate that. Apple Podcasts or any other app out there that allows you to do that. Tell your friends about the show. Don't be afraid to call in. Use your free voice recording app if you'd like to. That's how you just open it up on your smart device of any kind. They all have free voice recording apps. Open it up, press record, treat it like a phone call, and then when you stop, you save it, and then share it to paladinolive@yahoo.com or Slate. Email it, but email, share, whatever it is. paladinolive@yahoo.com. I will then convert it into an MP3 file, thanks to Zumzar with a Z, or a Cloud to Convert. It's called Cloud Convert. That's the other one. I like that website, too. cloudconvert.com. That one kind of saved my bacon when Zumzar was acting up. So it's a nice backup plan, and sometimes I just go to that one anyway if Zumzar's screwing around, but I don't know. Sometimes one's doing good and the other isn't. Like, it's just sitting there spinning. You know how stuff does that when it's loading? But it's not really loading. It's just sitting there spinning, you know? And then the other one just poof. So those are your two options, and I will give both of them free plugs on this show. Otherwise, get your DraftKings Sportsbook app. Go Princeton. Go Arkansas. Go anybody but the same old stupid teams like UConn. Thank God Kentucky's gone. Kansas is gone. North Carolina's gone. And my dear friend Donna from Anoka. Duke is out too. I like Duke more than those other teams, partially because my friendship, but I don't know. I mean, it's hopefully we can get some kind of new team, not necessarily a Baylor. I didn't really enjoy that very much, but like, what if Arkansas won it all? That'd be kind of cool. Or even Xavier or something. Now that I've talked enough, and I better get my butt going, it's getting late here for me to get to work at the time I'm recording this anyway. I'll hopefully release this around 11:30. Well, yeah, hopefully this will get released in the morning. If not, it'll be in the evening, and you'll be wondering, yeah, why I'm talking about the morning when the show popped up in the evening. Well, that's why. Otherwise, have yourself a merry little draft season.